party or seems to me it was I think of a magazine, but I can't think of which one it was.
Time Life or something.
Like that.
So it was not, I mean, it was not Dr. Von Braun's own party or Marshall's.
It was a big affair. We had everybody there.
Right.
My wife enjoyed it. They had movie stars. And
right. Oh, it must have been a big affair.
It was a big affair.
Who would be a good person to, you might be a good person to talk about that. Anything in particular that stands out about the party? Do you remember anything that was
happened?
Well,
one thing that stands out in my mind is that we got going with, movie star, I can't think of his name.
On the press side, I saw just a short time before launch, Ernst Stuhlinger with Hermann Oberth.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran down from the bleachers where the press was, you know, down to the side and caught up with Ernst. And he was very graciously, and Ernst is always
very gracious.
As translator, while he allowed me to interview Dr. Oberth, and I couldn't help thinking, Lord, what cosmic poetic justice here that Oberth is here to witness this, and God, he's seen.
Man, he was interesting to talk to.
Oh, he was. I asked him about 5 great questions. I couldn't think of any more questions, but that was about all the time I should have taken anyway, and. And he was fairly responsive, but I mean he began with theories first, and then toy rockets.
Mm-hmm.
To be well,
you probably 105. See how much he was impressed with what's happening.
Oh yes.
Because I think it's a culmination of something he's been watching for a long time too.
So I filed a story just right off the top of my head 5 minutes later for the paper, and
quite a first person to me. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was something of a scientist, but you know, he was just a common soldier during the war.
A PFC,
yeah. Yeah, PFC.
It was on the
Did you hear about his Western Front ordeal? In brief, it went something like this. In order to be captured, he got in with the Russian peasants, and they really defended him against their army people.
Oh, is that right?
And he walked all the way out of Russia with the peasants' help. Walked the whole way.
I'll be damned. And is that when he joined the Von Braun team?
Right after that he did.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't part of that walk. That walk was that he was a PFC in the army walking out of Russia to save his life.
Yeah. What an ordeal. What a story in itself.
How many days that took? I don't
yeah.
I don't think I asked him, but I should have.
It
was a long stretch.
Gosh, I'm sure it was. I need to wrap this up. Oh, speaking of Doretta Schlitt, and I think I know her well enough to...
She's a cute girl, I think.
Oh, she is. A charming lady.
And Rudy's a good-looking guy, so they make quite a pair.
Uh-huh. I'll bet. Oh, then, did you ever work with Ruth von Sarma's husband?
Oh, yes. I know Fred very well.
Okay. And, he was titled, wasn't he? Wasn't
yes,
he a
was.
Count?
He outranked Von Braun.
Oh, did he really? In the hierarchy?
The German hierarchy, he was the rank above Von Braun. He was the only one that was.
Is that right?
Count Frederick von Sarma.
So he was a count.
Yeah,
but
he was a count.
And what was his technical specialty or his scientific area? Do you...
He flew Stukas.
Is that right?
And I guess, you know, I think he was brought in more of favors or rules or to somebody, because I don't think he had an engineering specialty that would really serve well, but they probably had a lot of questions peel off from his flight of Stukas.
Right.
He used to tell me what it was like trying to time your pull out with a Stuka driving straight down. You don't want to miss that very much.
Not a lot of margin for error there.
Did you have any trouble keeping the seat? He said, no, you're pretty well glued to it. You can pull out one of those.
I'll bet. Now, he was in Peenemünde, of course.
He was?
Yeah, he was in Peenemünde.
Yes.
And did he come over with the rest stop? Okay, and Fort Bliss and all of that. And,
yeah.
But
I don't think he ever had a very responsible job.
Okay.
He was a consultant to observe certain things involving flight and gravity and all that sort of thing.
Now, he held a PhD, did he?
I don't know if he did.
Okay.
He did hold a ninth floor office up there. But I think that was, I always felt like that was someone that guessed. I may not be doing him fair, but I liked him. But I don't think he had much to contribute.
Okay. He never held a real lab director.
He never was in charge of anything that I can recall.
Right, okay.
He was a consultant, more or less.
And I'll be discreet about that.
Yeah, I'll be careful of that because I hate to hurt Ruth. He's a nice guy.
I will do nothing to hurt Ruth. We've gotten to be real close in recent years, and we're on the symphony board together.
Well, Ruth's a great person, I think.
I'm just going to talk to a dozen or so folks, other than the material I already have, to make sure I don't miss any classic stories.
And what are you going to do with it? You write another one?
Yes, I'm going to republish this in English. And it'll be the human, and with new material, and it'll be the human. Okay, thanks a lot. But, you know, all on the human side of him, and not a straight narrative biography.
A
lot of people have done those.
Not a technical biography.
Exactly. And certainly not a chronological thing.
There's an awful lot to be written about Von Braun on the human side. together.
Right.
You've got so much human side doing.
That's a good point. But I am scheduled to talk sometime soon with Bob Swinghammer, and he and I know each other.
Bob who?
Swinghammer.
Oh, Swinghammer.
And with Jay Foster.
Yeah.
I thought maybe Jim Odom. George.
We all have a different slant.
Sure. And maybe with. And you know, even if I just pick up a couple of stories,
yeah, that's good.
Which I've done more with you today than that, believe me.
I don't know.
George von Tiesenhausen.
Well, George has some of the old history. It might be very interesting. He kind of got away from Marshall here, but he dates back. If you want to get some of the early stuff from him,
okay.
I think it'd be good to have.
And Ruth, I haven't ever really sat down with her to talk about it.
Ruth
von Sarma, but maybe on the human side she would do something.
She'd be very good at that point.
Alex McCool.
Yeah, he ought to.
Is a name. And maybe Ed Buckby, for just he may have a couple of stories that relate to the Space and Rocket Center or something. I might even talk with Doris Toftoy Williams. Do you know her?
I don't know her very well, but I've met her.
Holger's daughter, right? Charles or Chuck Lundquist.
Oh yeah.
Whom I don't know, but I've heard about for all these years.
Chuck was here in the Studebaker's lab, and one of the early people in the research lab. But he's a good guy. He had a good job up in Washington.
Was he there? He wasn't there at the same time. Dr. Von Braun was he?
He was there much ahead of that. He was there while Von Braun was doing things here.
And then I thought maybe Dave Christensen, whom I knew and had some kind of association with Von Braun.
Well, he did a good deal of writing. Maybe picked up from other people. I wouldn't think his firsthand knowledge would be as much as the others you just mentioned. But
what do you think about Connie Dannenberg?
You'll get comments.
Okay.
I don't know what how right they'll be. He's quite a guy.
Okay. Ed Moliere.
Moliere. I would say no one here.
Okay. Jim Shepherd.
Not high on your list.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with him, I just don't think he'd be
okay. Okay. And I read somewhere that a comment by Dr. A.K. Thiel, or Thiel, is it?
Thiel. Yeah.
Is he still living?
I don't know that.
Okay.
He dates way back.
All right.
He'd had some of the old time history if he remembers any of it.
Okay. Well, people like Ruth von Sarma and some others.
Have you ever spent much time with Ruth trying to get information?
No, it's been more just community affairs.
If you ever get her going on his human side, I think you could get a lot of information.
Okay.
She ought to know a lot about him.
Great.
She's did all these translating and worked all these records and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks to me like, and since I think her being a woman, she's probably more akin to the human side than the technical side. Ought to be embarrassed.
I suspect that, not in an ominous way, that she translated my English manuscript.
I wouldn't be surprised.
For this German publisher.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because the German publisher visited Marshall a time or two. And I met with the guy. And she was good enough to translate. She gave me an English translation of the foreword that was done by Obert, I think.
I don't know what something Bob Ward is, something Bob.
I think that's probably something like compiled.
Oh, is that what it is? What's the bond?
By.
Is that what that means?
Or from.
I don't really know the title. Von Bob.
Oh, that looks good. I need to black out that and make it Von Bob.
Let's see. It either means from, of, or by,
as in the names, family names,
right? Von Braun, I guess, from Von Braun, be from.
From the Von Braun family. I don't know. Contributed from, or
I thought it
compiled.
Was a healthy title to me.
I was trying to see who did the.
The foreword, which I had nothing to do with, was done by Professor Ober. And Ruth gave me an English translation of that for my record. So.
Ruth gave it to you?
Yes.
Well, she must have had something to do with it then.
Yes, I feel sure she did. I think she probably translated that. But I mentioned we're on a board together.
She's a pretty good girl, I think.
Lee, that's about all I had that...
I was going down the hall. I had just become Saturn V program manager. And I ran into Von Braun in the hall. And he said, wait a minute, Lee. He says, I think you and I should talk a minute about how we're going to work together. And I said, yeah, that'd be a great idea. What do you mean? He says, well, I see it like this. He says, you have all the money because it comes directly from headquarters to you. And I've got all these laboratories, and you're going to get in an awful lot of arguments with my laboratories about the money and what to do with it and so forth. And I think I ought to tell you right at the beginning, I'm going to be on the laboratory side.
I'll be there. And that's leveling with you.
Yeah, it usually was.
Yeah.
I think he meant by that, not that they're always necessarily right and I'm wrong, but that he's got them to defend.
Sure.
And he always was like that. Fair. He could be talked out of something.
Mm-hmm.
But he was pretty much always, initially, took up the laboratory's viewpoint.
Right.
And I think he had to do that. One thing about having all the money, he didn't have to end the argument with what my father said.